Hello, and welcome to another episode of Be You with Monique. I'm your host, Monique Pfeiffer. Today is a great day. I'm so excited to be here. We're still in the Thanksgiving season. Thanksgiving was amazing for me and my family. We had an opportunity to connect and laugh and just really enjoy the time together. I think it's so important to be able to have those moments where you can just stop and just connect. Have some really good food because, you know, my sister-in-law, honey, she can cook. We had a really good time. I miss my dad like crazy. It's the first Thanksgiving without him. But being surrounded by those that I know truly love me really made a difference. So today on the Be You with Monique episode, what we're going to talk about is the strength of vulnerability. So those of you who have been rocking with me and following me and listening to me know I have said in the past that I do not like being vulnerable, honey. She don't. She does not. She doesn't. But it's necessary. It's necessary to be able to truly show all of you to the right people, of course. So as we're navigating the holiday season, dealing with our loss, I wanted to talk about the strength and vulnerability. Now, honey, I had to go and get my notes for this one because you remember I said, oh, my God. So I don't want to be fumbling all over my words, right? So we're going to talk about it. We're going to learn from it. We're going to grow from it because, see, I'm a work in progress, too. I have not made it on the other side. So let's grow and learn together. So let's talk about it. During the holiday season, your emotions can run high from the absence of loved ones, and you can feel even more profoundly overwhelmed by your emotions. It's a time when many of us are navigating the complexities of grief and loss. But let's remember, within the holiday season, there's also an opportunity for healing and growth. I told you I'm fumbling all over my words, y'all. Listen, I'm fumbling all my words because my inner man is like, no. We're not going to be vulnerable. It's resistant to the change. What is so necessary? All right, let's get serious about it. Vulnerability often is misunderstood as a sign of weakness. It is, in fact, a wellspring of strength. It's the raw, unfiltered essence of our humanity. To understand the strength and vulnerability during the holidays, we first must redefine what it truly means. Vulnerability is not about oversharing or wearing our hearts on our sleeves. It's about the courage to be authentic. Come on and talk about it. The courage to be authentic. Now, in that moment, I did think about the Wizard of Oz, and I thought about the lion who did not have courage, but I digress. It is to embrace our imperfections and to connect with others on a deeper level, especially when facing the holiday blues. Think about this. When we allow ourselves to be vulnerable during the holidays, we open the door to empathy and understanding. We say to the world, I'm human just like you. And this season is tough. Vulnerability is the birthplace of compassion, and it fosters genuine connections with others who may be experiencing similar feelings. But let's not romanticize vulnerability as an easy path to strength during the holidays. It's not. Vulnerability can be scary. You want me to say that again? Vulnerability can be scary. It is when you open yourself up to other people, you are then kind of fragile to what they say and do with you when you're opening yourself up. You don't know what's going to happen. You feel exposed. You feel sometimes naked. But it's precisely within this discomfort is where the strength begins to shape and help us thrive through our loss. Strength and vulnerability during the holidays lie in the power to confront our fears and insecurities head on. It's the ability to say, I don't have all the answers. I don't know how to navigate this season. I'm struggling right now. I'm angry. I need help. I need support. And oftentimes when you are willing to do that and say those things, there are people who are willing to help you. When we're vulnerable during the holidays, we are allowing ourselves to be seen, flaws and all. And I feel like there's somebody out there listening to me right now saying, that's the point. I don't want to be seen. You don't want to be seen because you want to continue to suffer in silence. You still want the blinds closed. You still don't want to show the world that there is more of you beyond your pain. And you are not disservicing your loved one by living. Hear me. You are not dishonoring your loved one by living. I want you to live. I want you to live. You have to. There's more to you than your sorrow. There's more to you than the pain. And I know that the pain is so heavy. Sometimes it feels like you can't breathe, but there is more to you than the pain that you feel. You can get beyond this. You can push through this. Be willing to share your heart. Be willing to share your sorrow. Be willing to grow from this and get strong from this. Stop isolating. The world needs you. Your family needs you. You need you. I thank you for listening to me today. And I thank you for being willing to consider growing strong by being vulnerable. Until next time, my friends, this is Monique with Be You. I sure hope you enjoyed the podcast today. If there was something that inspired you, encouraged you in any way, I hope you will subscribe, follow, and leave a review on your favorite podcast platform. Until next time, be you.